Neil Peart would have been 68 years young today, and of course, we lost him this year. They're doing a Modern Drummer Festival tomorrow. You can get tickets and stream the thing online. Modern Drummer Festival is a tribute with Chad Smith, Taylor Hawkins, just a long, long list of drummers who want to pay a tribute to Neil Peart. And all you got to do, there's all kinds of places you can find the live stream. You just have to Google Neil Peart tribute, and you'll find it. Okay, just Google that rather than me give you all the different websites. Google that, and you'll find it. Good morning. It's 11 minutes after 7 o'clock. It's a beautiful, sunny start to the day. And I've got a very sunny person on the phone, apparently. Jillian is on the line. Good morning, Jillian.
Good morning, Terry.
Lovely to have you on the phone this morning, Jillian. I got a note from Jesse who said, here's the awesome human being behind this great initiative, and you can get in touch with her. So thank you very much for getting in touch and talking to us. Jillian, let's talk about this miracle that you've put together for the 13th of September, which is just a couple of days away now. What's the story?
Wow. Great. So on Sunday, the miracle for the 13th of September, which is Sunday, is a day when every Montrealer, we are asking you to put a non-perishable food item on your doorstep in your apartment lobby by noon, because it is going to be picked up by team of volunteers and distributed to your local food bank.
How did this start?
This started because there was a group of people in Ontario who had this idea for a food drive during COVID. We need all the community to participate because there's more people struggling, and we need to do this in a COVID safe way. And then I thought this worked really well in Ontario. I want to be useful. I think other people in Montreal want to be useful at this time, too. Can this happen in Montreal? Can we do this in Montreal? Pull off a miracle of donating. And people have been saying, yes, we're going to do this. And now we have over 1,500 volunteers and a lot of people wanting to donate.
Yeah, there were all kinds of different events in different, we would call them boroughs. In Ontario, miracle in Windsor, miracle in Chatham, miracle in Whitby. And how did you find out about all these Ontario miracles?
Because I'm from the place where the first miracle happened. My parents participated. They both donated for an Ontario miracle.
Okay.
And they were surprised that it worked out. They were surprised that millions of pounds of food was raised.
Wow.
And it was very inspiring. And they were talking about it for weeks afterwards.
Nice. Where do your parents live, Jillian?
Chatham, Kent, Ontario.
Okay. You decided to bring this to Montreal. And I'm curious, you must need an army of people. I mean, are you talking about people who put out food in Longueuil or Chateauguay or Chambly or Pierrefonds or Griffintown? No matter where you put the food out, you guys will come and get it?
That's right. That's right.
Wow.
And we're also, there is a way that you can register to let us know that you're putting out food, and that
okay.
helps the volunteers quite a bit. And then we also have drop-off spots as well,
okay.
Where people can take their food themselves. You know, but the goal is it gets picked up by volunteers. It's helpful if you register it, but
yep.
put it out. You can put it out and it will be looked at. It'll be looked for.
Okay.
And
so
if you're in an apartment in the lobby.
Yeah. How's that going to work? You're going to have people driving down various streets in different neighborhoods?
That's right.
Okay,
that's
right. Cool. All right.
Yeah.
Wow. This is
okay.
It's quite an undertaking, eh, Jillian?
An undertaking.
Jeez.
And it is only happens because people volunteer to make it happen, right?
Yeah.
And it only happens if people do it, if people
right.
want to donate.
Gotcha.
So that's amazing. It's been, so nothing happens without a team.
Yeah.
But in this case, it's really not going to happen unless, well, word gets out, everyone plays a part, you're playing a part in talking about it so that others can participate. And that's what makes it come together, which is what I really loved about the project in general.
Yeah, how much food did they raise in Chatham?
In Chatham, 1 million pounds.
Wow, that's unbelievable.
Yeah.
That's really something.
And then Windsor, Essex, which is 400,000 people, they raised 2 million pounds. And then even if just 1% of us participate in Montreal, we're going to raise a lot of food. And already the number of people who are wanting to donate, the amount of pounds that we've heard are coming in, is going to be quite something. So add to that, I would say everyone listening to this on the radio, food banks need it right now. They really do.
Yeah. And did you just drive home from your parents and think, I think I'll do this in Montreal?
I was sitting at my house, and I texted my mother and I said, you know what? You know that miracle food drive? Do you think that could happen in a city like Montreal? And my mom says, why not?
Yeah.
And then I get in touch with the organizers because, you know, small town, and we can figure out who those people are. Or not small town. It was a region of 100,000. But and then they're like, yep, let's see if we can do this in Montreal. We'll work with you to make it happen. And then I grew my team. I made sure my team was full of people. I'm from Ontario. I moved to Montreal in November. I made sure everyone working on this was, you know, from Montreal, Francophone, just a diverse team.
Yeah.
And then it's grown from there. You know, I'm not anyone in particular, but anyone can participate in this.
You've been in Montreal since only November.
Yes.
Wow.
I love the city.
Wow. Yes. What brought you here? I'm curious, Jillian, or is it none of my business?
I came because I'm working for an association. It's called the Association for Canadian Studies. I got a job.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you love the city, and I'm glad you're becoming part of the fabric of the city like this. This is just a terrific idea. What's the website? Where can people go?
So they can go to volunteer, and if you'd like, you can tell us that you're making a donation on Miracle 13 Septembre. .org.
Okay. Geez, okay. Your French is coming along very well.
Thank you very much.
Very nice.
I think we're going to all feel, you know, if you don't feel so connected to your community, you are going to feel more connected on Sunday. Yeah. So, yeah.
Okay. Listen, c'était un grand plaisir to talk to you this morning. You just have a positive spirit that's coming through the phone and on the radio. So, Jillian, thank you. I wish you all the world of luck with this, and I'll mention it a couple of times again before the weekend so it can be a great success. Let us know how it goes, would you?
Okay. I will, Terry.
All right.
That's great.
Lovely to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jillian. Jillian Aitken, as Jesse said in his note to me, the awesome human being behind this great initiative, Miracle13Septembre.org.